This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
I am 53 in the queue for Olivia Dean tickets.
That's not something that I think I'd ever thought I'd hear you say.
Why?
I don't know. Like, you've got a very like wide variety of interests in music.
I'm in.
Like Machine Gun Kelly and Olivia, you're in.
Yeah. I mean, sorry.
I forgot.
You'll have to pander here.
That's fine. I forgot Pussycat Dolls were also on today. I'm just going to have to hope for resale for those, am I?
Sorry, my housemate got locked out of her, so I have no idea what you're saying.
Pressure's on. You know, I used to... I'm going to out myself here. So on Fridays when music used to come out, right? Or like when tickets used to go on sale and I used to work in a school, I used to load up the kids with work. I used to make sure it was the busiest 2 hours of their lives. I had worksheets coming out of their nose, right? And I was like, nobody come up for air. If you're stuck, ask your friend. Okay, I've got really important meeting to adhere to, and I just stand outside on my phone.
What were you doing? Why?
Trying to get tickets. And because I'd be at work.
I actually love that.
Which is look,
it
this
won't
is,
let me buy them.
That is awful.
Like, there was only 3,000 people ahead of me in the queue. It's for Marley Park. Like, can I buy two?
This is like the time Fred again, and then everyone was like 85,000 in the queue, and there was only 5,000 tickets. It's just so disheartening.
But like, what's going on? Like, what am I doing wrong? Something went wrong. An error occurred, and we could not reserve your tickets. I just want fucking 3 tickets.
Dave, if you really try and sound disappointed on the pod, you might get some PR tickets sent your way.
I think you're really overestimating how many people listen to this podcast. I'm going to try.
I'm flogging it on my stories.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Will I just keep clicking find tickets? Like, is that all I should do?
Yeah, maybe. Or like,
will you go on to Ticketmaster today and see if you can do it? And just, what about you, Callum?
You didn't
you
have a code or anything, did you?
No, it's not pre-sale. It's just like, unless like all the pre-sales
what
are gone.
What night are you looking for?
The 20th. Okay. Unless I can't do the 20th. I want to go to the 20th because Pippa's gone on the 20th. And it's a Saturday, which would be good.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, yeah, Saturday has gone red.
Is it?
On Ticketmaster, but it's yellow on Sunday.
Has Pippa already got a ticket?
Yeah.
And she didn't get you one as well?
No availability on June 21st. Fuck. Oh my God. This is stressing me out. Sorry, this is not interesting to listen to.
Sorry, you know, you asked me just go on and check there. Now I went on and then I just saw Pussycat Dolls came up. So now I'm just there. Instead of what doing, so I'm really
so
sorry.
So helpful. Thank
I'm
you so
really
much.
I'm really sorry about that.
It's because of this bloody room and there's no Wi-Fi in it. And oh, crap. Anyway, sorry. I should end this, shouldn't I? Okay, bye. Sorry about that. My bad. Hi, Dave here. Sorry about that podcast intro. The answer is no, I did not get tickets. Okay, have a great day. Good morning at 7:03, the 20th of March, 2026. Happy Friday. Welcome to the weekend. Emma, Dave and Fiona, but it's Dave and Padraig in for the next couple of weeks. How are we?
Good morning.
To the weekend.
What's the crack? Listen, Dave, was there frost? Did you drive this morning?
Yeah.
Was there frost in your car?
Yeah, what's going on with that? I thought it was supposed to be like the hottest day ever.
Yesterday.
Or yesterday. Or
yesterday was the hottest day of the year so far. How pathetic that after the hottest day of the year so far, I had to get up and defrost my car this morning.
Same as me.
Like,
it's
crazy.
It's so grim. How do you do it now? Because I wake up, as soon as my alarm goes up, I get up, I put my shorts on, I go down, and I start the car, and I put it to like maybe half fan.
Yeah.
And it's full heat, but it's half fan. And I might crack a window as well.
Okay, I find it a bit of a nuisance, to be honest, because first of all, I didn't realise it was going to be frosty. You know what I mean? So I came down this morning, was all prepared, went out to the car, and then I realised there's frost in the window. Mm. But I have a bottle in the back of the car that I use, but I also like to keep the heater on. But then I had to,
What do you mean the bottle in the back of the car?
I have a bottle in the back of the car, which I keep in the car, so that if it's frosty, I can fill it with hot water.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
But then I realised that I'd locked myself out of the house because I already had locked the door.
This morning?
No, but my key was in the ignition, keeping the car warm.
Oh, yeah.
So I was all over the place. I was 5 minutes late for work this morning. Also, yesterday was... I had two firsts of the year yesterday.
Go on.
Right? One, I had my first iced coffee. Mm-hmm. A bit premature. I was sitting in Phoenix Park and it was absolutely freezing.
No.
But I was still drinking my iced coffee because the sun was shining.
The hottest day of the year so far. You have to.
My second one, I saw my first topless person running around Phoenix Park.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So if the sun, because that's where I live, right? If the sun is out at all, it's mad. Everyone in Phoenix Park is naked.
I was at a concert last Thursday. was at MGK and I saw a couple of people with their shirts off, and I was like, I kind of forgot that this was a thing.
That people do that.
When it's at a concert or when it's nice out.
I'd love to be that confident.
I would love to be, but they're always ripped.
Yeah, they always, which is that's why their tops are off.
That's why they're doing it, of course.
Come on, Dave and Fiona, on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
I'll tell you about the war. Is that all right? I want to tell you about how the war is actually benefiting some things, because multiple countries are now having to take significant measures to reduce fuel usage because of the war, and obviously that sucks. But I'm like, some of the policies, I'm like, can we just have a little bit of that?
Oh no, where is this going to go?
Sri Lanka have just declared that every Wednesday going forward will be a day off.
Every Wednesday?
Every Wednesday.
And what's the reason behind this?
I don't know, maybe they have to come in early on Saturday, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But the foreseeable future in the country, Wednesdays in Sri Lanka are treated as holidays where public institutions like schools, universities and most government offices will be closed. Reason apparently being to save petrol.
Okay.
And energy and resources, because they keep going up so much because of the war.
This is a great idea, I'd get into this.
Right?
Yeah, totally.
I'm kind of on board with it.
My dad is telling me at the moment, don't fill up your tank with more than €15.
€15.
Yeah, which means I'm coasting around Dublin, to be honest, in the car.
Straight
yeah.
to neutral.
But he's like, you never know when it's going to go back down. Don't fill up the tank.
Okay.
Yeah, because apparently if I fill up the tank now, I'm getting ripped off. But he reckons in a couple of weeks' time, it'll drop again.
Okay, well, I'm hoping it will.
Now, he has no clue what's going on.
Yeah.
Bearing in mind.
I didn't fill up the car, but I did put 30 quid in it there last Saturday. And I was worried. I was like, that's not a lot.
You're still in the red.
It didn't really go far.
Yeah, it's
at
a nightmare.
All. I was kind of worried. So apparently Sri Lanka are not the only country doing something. Thailand's government are now urging citizens, now this is mental, to wear short sleeves instead of suits to reduce the reliance on air conditioning so they can reduce energy due to fuel shortages.
That is crazy.
Imagine that.
We have to do the opposite here.
Imagine this, like, we're boiling hot. Right, wear a t-shirt then.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
There's nothing more I can tell you. In Myanmar, you can now only use a private vehicle every second day.
Okay, a private vehicle, which means you
like
can...
Like your own vehicle.
Your own vehicle, okay.
Yeah, not like a limo.
Like, how do they even police that, like?
I don't know, but maybe... Yeah.
You know?
I actually don't know.
Yeah, they'd find a way, I'm sure. Over there.
Yeah. That's actually a good question.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe they're just saying it as a guideline.
Yeah, I get ya.
Bangladesh.
Kind of like the 5K rule during COVID adhered to. Yeah, I'm actually an emergency worker.
Yeah, I'm 5K as the crow flies.
I'm going to collect my laptop and work.
It's like, sir, you're in Cork and you're from Dublin.
Yeah.
Oh, no, since 5K.
I'm just bringing my nan shopping.
I use Granny all the time.
Yeah.
I used to text me like, you're looking after Granny this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah,
look after
herself. I used to be like, if they find out that my nan hasn't been around for 20 years, I am screwed.
In Bangladesh, they've introduced rolling blackouts to save energy, and because of the rising demand for electricity, the temperature is climbing, so they've introduced rolling blackouts, which I think is interesting. Ministry said outages will be on a rotated schedule until the rainy season starts around June, but did not say what the schedule will be. Some government offices in the Philippines have introduced or instructed staff to work from home at least one day a week, which is obviously something we've all kind of been doing.
Like, this feels like it's like a crisis, right? Mm-hmm. And that doing these things because it's like bad things are going on, but they're kind of good things. Like,
they're kind
you know
of,
I mean?
It's slightly
like, guys,
kind of
you
good.
Can all work from home. Like, everyone's like, woo! No one will want the war to end.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
I'd say the only thing of it is like, we're taking the only positives out of the war. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the same we did with COVID. We're like, free day off, class.
Yeah, it's so true.
Like, yeah, people are dying.
So true.
David,
yeah.
I get what you mean. Similarly, in Vietnam, they're urging the public to try and work from home. And when they do have to travel to get to work, they're urging them to use bicycles, carpooling, or public transport. And basically, this is only going to go on as much as the war drags out. But I'm just thinking, Trump is going to hate this. The world's gone green. The world's gone. It's far left.
Yeah.
Mainstream media.
Yeah.
Craziness.
He did not realise this is what was going to happen.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's actually excellent.
It's brilliant. He's actually done it to himself, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He's self-sabotaging himself.
There'll be two people annoyed, and it's Trump and Jeremy Clarkson at the thought of people actually saving the environment. It's a great day.
They're gone left. The whole world's gone left. Crazy left. Now, speaking of gigs, tonight I'm going to Gorgon City. DJ Duo.
Morgan City sounds so familiar.
You know their songs. You know what I mean? They've got a couple of songs. They do a song with MNEK. It's a DJ Duo, dance music.
I loved MNEK.
And actually, they do a song with him that I would say was one of my favourite karaoke songs,
Two bars there.
I'm not going to do it, right? It's too early in the morning for my dulcet tones, right? To be singing as well as talking, right? But I'm going to it tonight in Index, and it's my first time going to Index.
Isn't that, like, that's quite an old club. Like, it's been there around for a while now.
Is it
in Portobello?
It's in Portobello. I think it's moved around.
Yes, like, it used to be the back of Opium.
Yes, right? And I think, like, it's more like, it's like a club night, but now they've got, like, a regular residency in this
building. Yeah, it's proper
building.
It's music,
it's proper
isn't it?
That's
your
music.
Vibe, isn't it?
That's my vibe, which a lot of people are surprised by.
I am surprised by.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realise that, like, I really like dance music and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Right? Which is
In fairness, that's we're just stereotyping it.
Yeah, without a doubt, right? Yeah.
But, like, in fairness, you also would go to a Kylie concert.
I would go to a Kylie concert. Concert with bells on, yeah. Right? Absolutely bells on. That's where my top will come off now. I'll be like, woo! But Index is kind of ravey, right? And even though I like dance music, not a lot of my friends do, so I don't get to go to raves very often, right?
You should bring Callum.
That would be content.
I would love to see you at a rave.
I have never, ever been in a rave.
And I'm not surprised by that, Callum.
Did anyone else think he was going to say never, ever been in a club?
Yeah. Been up past 9 p.m.
Been to a gig.
Yeah, ever, right? But, like, I'm also a type A type person, which is good and bad, because I've done this extensive research into, like, how I should be mentally preparing for this rave tonight, because also I'm in my 30s and I'm like, I have the fear about tomorrow already.
Okay.
Right?
Tomorrow is a Saturday, isn't
it? I know, but it doesn't matter. I'll be up at 5 o'clock in the morning because I'm up 5 o'clock all week.
Oh my God.
Right?
Okay, yeah.
So I'm going to tell you how I've been preparing for tonight, and you can tell me if I'm a freak or not. Right?
We don't know how to prepare for a rave. Look at us. Yeah. What makes you think, yeah, we'll be able to give you a tick list of what you should prepare for a rave?
Yeah, but you'd be very good at telling me if I'm a freak.
If you have a tick list for a night in, we'll sort that. Maybe a trip to the cinema.
A Taylor Swift concert. That'll be me.
But look, take this now, and when I bring you to a rave, Callum, you can follow this little list that I have here, right? So the first thing is I've had a hydration strategy going on for about 3 days now.
Okay.
Right, so electrolytes in the morning, electrolytes in the evening, 4 litres of water a day. I'm 80% water, 20% anxiety at the moment, just because I'm building it up so much in my head, right? I would go as far as saying I could probably run the New York City Marathon now and still be hydrated by the end of it.
Fair.
Right? My other thing is earplugs. How do we feel about earplugs at a gig?
I was going to bring them to MGK, but I didn't in the end, and I didn't mind that I didn't bring them.
I brought some earplugs, the loop earplugs. I have some concert ones. I wore them at Longitude last year, and I kind of felt like a little bit of a loser wearing them, my ears were thanking me afterwards because they are so good.
Well, that's my thing, you see. I also have loop earplugs, but I've got the ones for sleeping.
Same.
Right? I don't have the ones.
Which, by the way, are not that comfortable.
I love them.
Do you?
I love them. I think they're great. But I do wear, I have worn them at gigs, but it just means you don't hear anything.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, okay,
you know what
fair.
I mean? It's kind of tainted. Another thing that I don't like doing is wearing sunglasses, which is, I know, a bit odd, right?
Why? But
because I usually wear them when I'm on holidays, and I'm after paying to go on holidays, and I'm seeing this place for the first time and potentially the last time, and I'm like, I can't see it properly.
Are you serious?
Because it's behind a tint, and I'm like, I'm not getting the full experience.
Who cares?
No.
He wants to see this.
This is the real thing. I want to see it in full HD.
All right, okay.
Right? So I'm like squinty all the time. But I'm like, it's worth it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Right?
But at a rave, I suppose sunglasses, you won't see anything really.
You won't see anything.
Yeah.
Right? Also, as I said before, when I'm at a gig, I don't usually see anything anyway because I'm so short.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm just having a good time down the back.
Fair.
Usually I try to gravitate towards people who look like they're also having a good time.
And are also short.
So we can bring the vibes. Yeah. You know what I mean? The other thing that I've been doing is I've been practicing my look. Right, so my look for the rave tonight. So apparently you're not meant to look like you're enjoying it too much.
Is that not cool?
Apparently, if you're enjoying it too much, you don't look cool. You're going to look out of place.
For God's sake.
So you kind of like, apparently you sort of nod. And you kind of like you understand the music. Someone said to me before, if you look like you're listening to a politics podcast at a rave, you're kind of doing it right. because you're like deep in thought and you're just nodding your head.
You know what I do then? I'd go to rave and listen to a politics podcast.
Yeah, you'd probably be better off.
Thick news talk.
I much prefer to listen to Emily Mathis than listen to Gorgon City.
Obviously, I have loads of time in my hands at the moment, particularly in the afternoons. So yesterday I was at home and I was looking in the mirror and I was trying to do this like nod where I was kind of like listening to it, and I was like, I just look like I'm buffering. I look like I'm watching a video of myself that's glitching.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking and I was like, okay, is it blatantly obvious that I should probably just be going to the Bord Gáis?
Yeah.
is it more my style?
Yeah.
I think possibly so.
Yeah, I think
so. Maybe.
And it's definitely more our style.
Yeah,
it?
Yeah.
No,
and,
it's good.
And it'll be over before the Gorgon City even starts.
Come on into One Foot in the Raves where we play you a tiny little snippet of a dance tune. You have to guess it. If you do, you win cinema passes. We started off with this on Tuesday or Wednesday, and then it moved to this because no one guessed it. A little bit more on the tail end. And now we are on to this. Okay, so you got some lyrics in. So please, God, tell me we get a winner on this today. It can't roll over for 2 weeks. That'll be nuts. Emma's on line one. Hello, Emma.
Morning.
Good morning. All right, Emma, here's the clip. Come on. You know it, Emma. What is that song?
Is it Change the Way You Kiss Me, by Example?
Change the Way You Kiss Me.
Oh, Emma.
On.
Unlucky.
Emma, great guest, but thank you for ruling that out. Great song.
Bye.
Take care, Emma.
Oh, okay, right, we move. Tanya's on line two.
Oh, hi.
Hi, what's the story? All right, now this is the clip. Go on, what is that song?
Is it Summer by Calvin Harris?
Summer by Calvin Harris. It's not Let's Go. Is it Summer?
Oh, sorry, Tanya.
Sorry, Tanya. Great guest, though. Thank you so much for playing.
Thanks.
Bye. This is nuts. This is absolutely nuts.
Even though I know it, I always look over at Callum just to make sure that it's not the right answer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Emma thinks she knows. Emma, hello.
Hi, all how right. are you?
Another Emma, another guess. Here we go. This is this clip. You got it, Emma. What's that song?
Is this Kickstarts by Example?
Kickstarts and the love kickstarts.
I love that
again.
Song.
It's a great tune.
Yeah.
Is it right?
Oh, Emma. Oh.
This is the worst day of my life.
No one wants to go to the cinema.
Emma, I'm so sorry it wasn't to be, but have a great day.
Oh, well, no problem. You too. Thank you.
See
you,
Emma.
I can't. I don't even think this is a song anymore.
Dermot's just watched that WhatsApped in there. Is it Calvin Harris? Let's go. It is not Calvin Harris. Let's go.
He's looking for action.
Trolling me.
Yeah.
Shauna, come on. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. All right, Shauna, come on. Here we go. That's the clip. What's the tune?
Yeah, is it We'll Be Coming Back, Calvin Harris, Feet Example.
We'll Be Coming Back, Calvin Harris, Feet Example.
Yeah.
Let's see if you're right.
Yeah! Finally! Well done! Unbelievable.
Oh my God, what a tune.
That'll kickstart your weekend, won't it?
That is unbelievable. Shauna, congratulations. You have finally done it and put us out of our misery.
And can I say, full artist, full title, absolutely everything there.
Even the feet.
Yeah.
Shauna knows
A plus.
A plus. Right, you have won yourself two IMC Cinema passes and our utmost respect, Shauna. Thank you so much.
That's great. Thanks so much.
Good luck.
Bye, Shauna.
Bye. All right. One Foot in the Rave will return at some point. Probably not as hard as that one.
Well, I think it needs to go for a little bit of a break.
Yeah, fair
enough. Because I'm stressed.
I can see that in your face.
103.8 Dublin. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the Morning. Your number one hit music station. Let's go!
Good morning, you're on Spin at 8:03. Welcome to the weekend. Emma, Dave and Fiona with you. It's Dave and Padraig with you though, because Emma is off on holidays, Fiona on maternity leave. Very happy to have
Isn't it grand for some though, isn't it?
Ah, it is.
I'm sure it's great to be here, Dave. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh lads, I don't like the person I'm turning into. Got an Eddie Rockets last night.
Oh.
And I didn't see, I was just like, okay, how much protein is in that?
Oh, you're spending too much time with me.
I am. I feel like I am.
Yeah, I say the word protein more than I say any other word in the whole day.
Now, here's my question. Dave Moore from Today FM found your kind of little keep cup of oats or something in the toilet
my
the
empty,
other day.
My empty keep cup of oats.
And he did a little video slagging you on his Instagram.
Mortification. I can't believe I'm going to be known as the guy in the office who eats his oats in the bathroom.
Was that what it was? Oats?
Yeah, it was over chocolate. It was overnight oats. I'll give you the recipe. I'll make you one.
No, after
we'll get that,
that
protein up.
After seeing that, I am fine. I'm fine.
We can eat it in the toilet together.
So you left it in the bathroom. Dave Moore did a video on his Instagram slagging you.
Yeah.
Did you get it back?
I haven't found it yet, but I think it might be in the dishwasher because I came in early this morning. I came in a quarter of an hour early, so I wanted to be in before everyone else because I needed to get into the toilet to see if I could find it because I didn't want anyone to remember it happened.
I thought I was the anxious person here.
No, I'm up the walls.
Tricky. For now though, we got to get through the tricky 10. It's where we give you 10 questions. If you get them all correct, you'll win €1,000. It's as simple as that. On to play this morning is Yvonne. How are you, Yvonne?
I'm good, how are you?
Not too bad at all, not too bad. Where are you in the world right now?
I'm pulled in on the way to work.
What do you do for work?
Building management.
Building management, very cool.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds very interesting.
Do you work on the sites, Yvonne?
No, it's facilities. I look after buildings.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Oh, cool, okay.
That's a pretty cool job.
And an important job.
I was going to do a really crap joke as well. It was like, because her name's Yvonne. I was like, so Yvonne, you obviously woke up this morning and you said, Yvonne to play the tricky 10.
Yvonne to win.
Yvonne to win is right. I'm rooting for you, Yvonne.
Come on.
Yvonne, what's the plan for the rest of the weekend?
Depends on what you give me.
Yvonne, can I just check, do you know what the prize is?
Yeah, €1,000, is it?
If you get all 10 questions correctly, yeah?
Yeah, I know. I had to establish that. Yeah, I thought I just had to beat the game from yesterday. I don't know this one. I only heard it yesterday.
Okay. Well, it's pretty simple, Yvonne. Basically, we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. So no matter what question we ask you, the answer will be a number between 1 and 10. It'll never be a word or anything like that, okay? We'll only be able to accept your first answer. If you don't know the answer, make sure and give it a guess, Yvonne. There's a prize for the best score at the end of the week. If you answer all 10 questions correctly, we'll give you €1,000 on the spot. Currently on top of the leaderboard is Emer with a score of 7 in 54.67 seconds. Yvonne, is that possible to be for you?
Well, I did yesterday, so...
You did it yesterday.
Okay, good for you,
Yvonne. I wasn't under pressure.
What did you get out of interest yesterday?
8.
Oh, that's a good score. Okay, Yvonne, I'm looking forward to it. Padraig is going to ask your questions and he's going to count you in. The very best of luck.
Okay, Yvonne, are you ready?
It's called Easy Friday, by the way.
Yeah. I agree, Yvonne. We'll take it nice and handy. Just be quick, right? Yeah. Okay, Yvonne, are you ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, let's go. What is 50 divided by 10?
10.
Complete the name of this American sitcom, Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 20 Watt.
1.
The word cabbage contains how many letters?
7.
The name of the road in America that stretches from California to Illinois is Route 60 what?
Route 64.
Excluding the Jack, King, Queen and Ace, what is the highest value card in the deck of cards?
8.
The Polish flag consists of how many colours?
Sorry?
The Polish flag consists of how many colours?
Polish flag. 3.
Singapore is currently how many hours ahead of Ireland?
Singapore, 7.
How many months of the year start with the letter S?
S.
S for snake. Go on.
Do you want to give it a guess, Yvonne?
Four.
Okay, interesting. All right, Yvonne, how do you think you got on?
Brutal.
Yvonne, don't be so hard on yourself. It's Friday at the end of the day. It's a long week.
So, Yvonne, you got 8 yesterday when you played along the car.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's your score for today.
0-1.
Yvonne, it's a score of 1.
1?
1.
Are you joking?
No, I'm not joking.
We'll have to play that again. That was on your trial run.
All right, Yvonne.
Yvonne, if it's any consolation, you're my Miss Congeniality.
Yvonne, I'm going to go through some of the ones you got wrong, okay? What is?
Well, all of them are wrong.
It's basically...
You're probably better off going through the one I got
wrong. We're just going to go through the whole game again.
Okay, what is 50 divided by 10? You said 10, it was 5. Complete the name of this American sitcom, Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 20. What? It's 23, not 1. The word cabbage contains how many letters? You said 7. That was correct. Well done. So the name of the road in America that stretches from California to Illinois is Route 60. What? You said 4. That was your first guess. We had to take that. It was 6. Excluding the Jack, King, Queen and Ace, what is the highest value card in a deck of cards? You said Ace, and the answer is 10. The Polish flag consists of 2 colours, not 3. Singapore is currently how many hours ahead of Ireland? It's 8, not 7. You were close on that one. And how many months of the year start with the letter S? You said 4. The answer is just 1, being September. And we didn't get to 2 other questions. So it wasn't to be today, Yvonne, but we hope you have a fantastic weekend.
And we'll play again on Monday.
You absolutely have got to come back at some point and take this. Producer Callum says...
Yvonne, next Friday you can return, all right?
Okay, I would love that.
This time next Friday.
I'm going to stay at home, watch Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Yeah.
Yvonne, if we ever do an All-Stars edition, you're also in that one.
Yvonne, thank you so much for giving us a laugh.
Get then? We'll get a cuddle mug. It's definitely going to be something this Friday.
We have to find something.
Do you want to go to the cinema?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll send you and who's in the car with you?
Your sister.
We'll send you and your sister off.
She's out when she's handicapped. She doesn't answer.
Okay.
Anything right.
We'll send you and your sister out to IMC Cinema Passes, okay?
Very good. Thanks, Yvonne.
Good luck.
Have a brilliant weekend.
You too.
Bye.
My God. I don't think she'll ever know why it's so funny that she said, do I win a cuddle mug? I think that's the funniest thing. I'm so out of my depth with Yvonne.
I was fighting for my life when I got to question 5. I couldn't hold it together.
Oh, my God. Okay, so Emer currently top of the leaderboard, scoring 7 in 54.67 seconds. Congratulations to Emer. She has won herself a Brian Thomas voucher.
Next week, that's nice.
It is nice. Next week, whoever tops the leaderboard is going to win themselves a nice trip to Belfast.
What?
Yeah, pretty cool.
Okay, the prizes are better than I remember them being. Are they getting better?
Yeah, I think they are. They got better in the last 10 seconds. So that's pretty cool. And also, of course, if you can come on and get 10 correctly, which I'm sure Yvonne will do next Friday, she will win €1,000, and you too if you get 10 questions correctly. I need a break. I've been on the show for 4 years and I've got to know a lot of listeners. Mm-hmm. So much so that they suggest things for me to do on Dave Ranks.
Which means that you do less work.
Yeah,
than I even knew.
It's crazy. So on my Instagram, at Mr. David Hammond, sometimes they message me with ideas that they think I should rank. Roisin was on the other a couple of weeks ago. She said, can you please do a Dave Ranks of Hannah Montana songs to celebrate the Hannah Montana 20th anniversary on the 24th of March?
Fantastic.
And I said, Roisin, that sounds fantastic. But she said, you know, I want you to rank even the songs from Hannah Montana Forever, which sounds good. But I've decided to go a little bit weirder and nicher.
Okay.
I welcome you to Dave Ranks Hannah Montana Collaborations. Which there are not many of, can I just let you know?
I can't even name one.
Basically a total of 5, I think.
Fantastic.
Which is perfect for this.
Yeah.
And I scrambled to get the fucking 5, don't believe me. So I'm going to rank Hannah Montana collaborations. We start off, number 5. I didn't think this was a great song, but I suppose it's a bit poppy, it's a bit good vibes. With the Jonas Brothers. It's called We Got the Party With Us. You'll notice how old that is from the terrible quality.
The terrible audio. Do you know, even if I didn't know that she had collaborated with the Jonas Brothers, you could probably guess that they were going to have collaborated together, wouldn't you?
But like, did you watch Hannah Montana back in the day?
I watched bits and pieces, but I think most of the Hannah Montana that I know now is from TikTok.
Okay, fair enough. I watched it.
Okay.
I had a little sister. Sometimes she wasn't in the room, I'd still continue to watch it.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? I did enjoy the music.
This is a safe space, Dave.
I just enjoy the pop music.
Yeah,
that's what I enjoy. I'm a pop fiend. I love it. In 4th place, now this is where things got a little bit tricky, because 4th place is from the Hannah Montana movie.
Okay, now I have seen this.
This is where she sings with her father, Billy Ray Cyrus. But however, she is Miley. So I hope you'll give me a pass on this.
Yeah, yeah.
She's not
you.
Hannah singing this. With Billy Ray Cyrus, this is Butterfly Fly Away in fourth place.
Wish you may and wish you might. Don't you worry, hold on tight. I promise you there will come a day. Butterfly Fly Away.
It's giving lullaby.
Isn't it lovely?
It's lovely.
It's very nice. We move on to third place in Dave Ranks Hannah Montana collaborations. Does the name David Archuleta mean anything to you?
I think so. I've heard the name.
You've heard the name. I'd be worried if you went, yeah, I know exactly who that is.
Like, I can see it and I've definitely said the name before somewhere, but I don't know who it is.
David Archuleta was a runner-up of American Idol.
Right.
I want to say probably about 15, 20 years
ago.
Okay,
so this is probably the peak of his career, right?
Yeah, pretty much, right? Because he was so successful on American Idol, they stuck him on a Hannah Montana episode and it was fantastic, the song that they sang together.
Okay.
It was called I Wanna Know You and it goes like this.
There's a mark above your eye.
Thoughts so far.
Yeah, see, that's how I knew his name, because I know that song.
Do you know that song?
That's the only reason I know that man.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
How would you know him?
I'm assuming that was just the peak of his career and we never heard from him again.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. The Disney curse, they say.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
So that was David Archuleta in third place with I Want to Know You on Dave Ranks Hannah Montana collaborations. We're into the top two. Now, the second place goes to a song that actually had originally just Hannah on it. And then obviously they decided, after seeing how the success of High School Musical, we want to push this guy.
Yeah.
So do you remember a guy called Corbin Blue?
No.
Corbin Blue was the curly-haired basketball player in High School Musical who was best friends with Zac Efron.
Okay.
And he was a singer.
Right.
For, I think, about 40 minutes.
Okay.
Within them 40 minutes, he did a collaboration with Hannah Montana on a very famous song of hers called If We Were a Movie. And the song is in second place on Dave Ranks.
If we were a movie, you'd be the right guy. Yeah, I'd be the best friend that you fall in love with. In the end, we'd be laughing, watching the sunset fade to black. Show the names, play the happy song.
I am having the time of my life.
Do you know what
today,
I think about
the
these songs, right? Is if you got my niece and nephew to have a conversation together, right? They're 5 and 4.
Okay.
And then you put music underneath it, you'd have a Hannah Montana song.
Okay.
Because they're just like conversations between kids.
You don't think the lyrics are genius?
I don't think they're lyrical genius, but it doesn't mean that it's not a bop. Right? So,
okay.
You know what I mean?
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I feel like you're not really loving it.
I'm living.
Are you?
I'm living, yeah, I'm okay. living. I'm just intrigued to see where you're going to go with number one.
Do you know any, apart from the David Archuleta one, have you known any of the
other ones? I didn't know any of the other ones.
Okay, fantastic.
No, I did recognise the Jonas Brothers one, sorry, I will say that, and then the other one, but...
Right, I hope you're going to enjoy the first place. First place on Dave Ranks...
Surely I know this one.
Hannah Montana collaborations is with an artist that once sang a song called Replay.
Oh.
That man is called Ayaz.
Okay.
And he sang a song called Gonna Get This, and it is without a doubt the greatest song Disney Channel have ever released. Gonna Get This with Ayaz, collaboration with Hannah Montana, first place on Dave Ranks Hannah Montana collaborations.
Are you the boy, the boy, the boy? The honest truth, the real McCoy. You're the boy, the boy, the boy. They make me feel like a movie.
Thoughts?
See, that's what I like now.
Do you know that song?
And yeah, of course I do. There's a beat and a bop to that one. That's probably why I don't know the other ones, because they're a bit too country for me. That's a beat and a bop. That would win Eurovision.
I don't know why I asked for thoughts. Do you know what I mean? Because I should have just went, this is what I want to do. And the girls always just kind of let me. But I didn't get the best vibes off Padraig for
Sorry,
Dave Ranks.
Dave.
I feel like he didn't really enjoy it.
No, I was living, Dave. I love it.
Hello, I'm Harry.
Styles. Finn is sending you to Harry Styles in Amsterdam. hope you enjoy it.
And today is the day. I'm making that call just after 11 o'clock this morning. Someone is going to Harry Styles in Amsterdam with all the trimmings. It's going to be unbelievable.
It'll be class.
It'll be so, so good. But you got to answer the phone with a certain phrase. All right. If I ring you now, it's just to get you on the shortlist. And if I ring you later, it's the total prize. Both times, you still got to answer the phone saying that certain phrase. All right. Let's hope for a one and done here with this one. Come on. Come on.
Watermelon sugar. Hi.
Hey. Megan. Congratulations. You are on that shortlist.
Well done, Megan.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my God, Megan. I was worried you weren't going to answer your phone there.
I paused for a second because I was like, am I going to say this?
With
to a random number, making sure, but
but it paid off.
It really did. Are you a fan of Harry Styles, Megan? I presume, yeah.
I am indeed, and also I'm very a fan of Hannah Montana. Your little spin off this morning.
Did you enjoy great. Dave Ranks? Oh, Megan, I knew I liked.
Well, at least
I
somebody did.
I knew I liked you, Megan, from the start. All right, well, Megan, today, later on after 11 o'clock, I'm going to be making that call. So potentially, you might get a phone call. If you do, what do you answer the phone with?
Watermelon sugar. Hi.
That's it, exactly,
Megan. Excellent, Megan.
If you do that later on, you will be winning that entire prize. So listen, the very best of luck, all right? Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Best
Bye.
Of luck.
I'm getting kind of nervous for this phone call now.
I know. 11 o'clock this morning, right?
Because it's not just the Harry Styles gig.
No, there's loads there. Every time I look at the list, I'm like, this is actually a mad price. Return flights, 2 nights luxury accommodation. I'd like to know what the luxury accommodation is. I love looking at accommodation online. Particularly the ones that you can't afford.
Yeah.
Those ones are, that's a goal. Yeah, exactly. Dinner and drinks, tickets to a top Amsterdam tourist attraction. I love that we haven't stated what that is. Because it could be anything.
It's definitely on
Frank. Absolutely.
It's definitely on Frank.
And €500 spending money.
That is savage.
Which is class.
All right, so if you get the phone call later on, if you're on the qualifier list and you get a phone call later on at 11 o'clock, make sure and answer that phone with watermelon sugar. Hi.
Do you feel that you and I are building a trusting relationship?
Yeah, I do.
I do.
What is this, day three?
Day three.
I'm happy out.
I'm happy out too. Like, I feel like you've taken me under your wing.
Thank you.
But I do have a bit of a confession.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah.
This isn't going to be...
I feel like I'm going to, like, disappoint you. And, like, I don't want to disappoint you because disappointment is... I'd rather you were raging at me than disappointed, to be honest. You know?
Okay.
I'd rather you were angry because then I can put it back on you and I can say you're a really angry person.
Yeah, I do have a very, very... like a big flip, a switch that flips very easily to angry.
I'm not going to be here Wednesday week.
Sorry, first off, can I just say the ego?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is gonna ruin your day.
I know, but I just feel like you're having a ball. You know? Even Fiona Frawley texted me yesterday and she was like, I know Dave's having a good time. And I was like, you can never tell by him.
You're not gonna be here on Wednesday week, the 1st of April?
Yeah.
So why are you pregnant as well?
No, I'm not pregnant, although apparently that's what happens when you sit into this chair. I feel like I've been here nearly as long as Fiona before she hit it off. You know,
you're getting married.
Yeah,
and you're going
to
Thailand.
I've clocked up more time on air now than Fiona has at this point, right? No, I'm not going anywhere extravagant. I have another job booked in. I'm not going to lie, but I lied. I lied. I'm going to be honest.
Why didn't you
said it was a safe space.
It is. Sorry. Okay.
I lied just, like Nadine Coyle lied in Popstars to get the gig.
I'm free for 3 weeks. Yeah. So you lied, because did you think if you couldn't do the first that we'd find someone else?
Pretty much, right? So Nick rang me and he was like, are you available for these 3 weeks? And I knew that I couldn't do the 1st of April.
Okay.
And I said, I'm absolutely free. I've got absolutely nothing else on. The only place that I need to be is on Spin. And he was like, great, let's do it. But I was like, you know what I'll do? I'll just do the first couple of mornings. And then when I'm too deep in.
When we're mates.
He can't. And also, I know he's probably listening now, but he's not going to burst in here.
Sorry, you haven't told Nick?
No, I haven't told Nick yet. So Nick, if you're listening, I won't be in on the 1st of April, and I know I'm probably not entitled to annual leave yet, but
you'll probably get maternity leave for 6 months.
Yeah, well, actually, now if you want to give me maternity leave, you know, so I won't be in. But I also thought if I did it on air, he can't burst in and be like, what's going on, you know? And also, we've got like an hour and 15 left, so he'll be after calming down by the time I go out.
Fair enough.
I just can't pee around, no breaks between now and then. right? Okay. So I don't know what you're going to do, to be honest with you. Like, but I'm just thinking, like, imagine the Gosta Lee headline. Spin cover presenter missing from lineup. We could come up with some savage rumours.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've another gig booked in, which basically means he's on Laura Fox's show.
It's not that. It's not that. But if she's listening, I'm free that day.
Okay, so
it's the 1st of April.
You're busy the 1st of April, and I'm trying to think. Right, so it's me and Callum for the day then.
Yeah.
Dave and Callum. No, that doesn't work at all.
Yeah.
One day I'll get my name above the door.
No, fully charged with Dave and Callum doesn't really work, I don't
think. No offence, Callum.
No, I'm thinking. So it's Wednesday. Wednesday on Spin. To Dave FM.
To Dave FM is a great one, maybe.
Yeah, that could you work. Know? Spin 103, Dave. Dave's fully charged. Fully Dave. I'm just riffing. Only Dave. Dave's charged. Emma, Fiona away, Dave will play.
When the gal's away.
Sorry, my mind's just going into overdrive. I like Fully Dave.
I probably should have told you this off air.
April Fool's Dave.
Oh,
there's something in that.
There is. It's April Fool's Day. You're right.
Because it's Wednesday week.
Yeah. Or am I planning this elaborate hoax?
Oh my
hoax?
God.
Am I planning an elaborate hoax and I'm just going to arrive in on the morning? I'm like, gotcha.
That is a good
no,
one.
No, it's not the case. I won't be here.
Okay. You won't be here.
No, so you're going to have to do some planning.
You swear it's not.
No, I promise you I won't
April
be
Fool's
here.
Joke.
No, unfortunately not.
April Fool's Dave could be interesting.
That could be interesting.
Again, my mind's going into overdrive. Right. April Fool's Dave. That has a really good ring.
Now, if that show is very good, I'm going to be raging.
I will. Do you know what?
Yeah, pressure's on.
I'm going to make sure that it's the best goddamn show you've ever heard. April Fool's Dave. Okay, if people are listening in the office, get working on promos, get working on production, get working on ads and all that kind of stuff. April Fool's Dave on April 1st, 7 a.m. right here on Spin 103.8. I don't know what it is yet, but it's going to be fun. And it's going to be the best show ever. And Padraig is going to be fuming.
I'm going to be fuming.
That he missed it.
I FOMO already.
I will make this the most bizarre and fun show ever. Just me. April Fool's Dave. Why not? Or maybe not just me. Oh, I have so many ideas. Oh, this is going
to
be fun.
Wait, actually, you're not meant to be happy about this.
Do you know what? You can take off the second of April.
I'll be back for a full review.
Fiona in the morning.
Good morning. How are you? 9:03. Welcome to the weekend, everybody. It's Dave and Padraig hanging out.
Dave, if you saw this morning that I'd left my porridge pot in the toilet yesterday. So if anyone wasn't listening, Dave called me out on air this morning. I basically have this pot of porridge that I bring everywhere with me. I left it in the bathroom yesterday on my way home. Dave Moore,
why'd you do that? That was a bit silly now.
I know it was silly. And especially my first week up on the fourth floor up here, right? Because I'm trying to make a good impression. Of course,
messing
then,
up the
within
place.
My first week, Dave Moore of Today FM. Dave Moore has no idea who I am.
Right.
He's seen me around this building, but every time he sees me, it's probably the first time he feels like he's ever seen me, right?
Okay.
He puts up a reel where he has my porridge pot in the reel. So I'm called out here now. There's no hiding it anymore, right? But the most embarrassing part of this is, this isn't the first time it's happened to me in this building.
Okay.
Because I was downstairs before, and so I've got a sticky thing on the back of my phone.
Yes.
And I stick it to the wall sometimes when I have things
if
in my
hands.
You're
doing content. Or...
Yeah, right. Well, I wasn't doing content in the bathroom, Dave, right? But okay, I was fair. In the bathroom. And
I don't know what you did.
I stuck it to the wall, and I was washing my hands, and I left it on the wall in the bathroom, okay. Right? And at the time, Brian Dowling used to work in the building, right? And Brian Dowling is quite loud,
yes.
Right? He doesn't do anything by halves. And he came out of the bathroom, and he walked straight up to me within my first week downstairs reading the news, and he goes, "Why are you recording me in the bathroom?" And I was like, "I wasn't, I swear." He's like, "This phone was stuck to the wall and I couldn't get away with it because my picture is my screensaver."
Your own picture?
Well, me and my niece and nephew.
All right.
And everybody in the whole building thought that I was recording people in the bathroom using my phone.
This is way worse than your porridge
it's
story.
It's way worse.
This is
so
awful.
Actually, you think you can embarrass me? I've been embarrassed already.
Your number one hit music station.
First though, on 087-711-1038, that's our number. We would love you to open up WhatsApp and send us a voice note about the time that you lost your luggage. Maybe when you were going on holidays, maybe when you were flying somewhere for work or whatever, and maybe you lost your luggage. Now, when I say you lost your luggage, you probably didn't do anything. You were probably just getting on the flight like a normal person.
Mm.
and enjoying, about to enjoy your holiday, and then boom, you get the well, not boom, not in an airport, but you get boom, you get the realization.
Yeah.
My luggage is gone. Where is it?
Is there anything worse?
Now, the reason I ask this, and this is the reason we want to know your lost luggage stories, 087-711-1038, I feel like this only happens to clumsy people, first of all. Being Emma Nolan.
Yeah.
Emma Nolan off to Thailand on holidays with her fella Jack. Now, a couple of weeks ago, Padraig, I don't know if you're listening to the show, but she was talking about going to this, and she was talking about going to Thailand for a while.
Oh, I know, I've noticed.
And they got the super, super saver deal.
Yeah, which I am partial to
absolutely,
be fair.
We all are. It sounds great. Until they realised they were only able to bring 5 kg worth of baggage. And every time they upped that 5 kg, you got charged £50 per flight to Thailand and back from Thailand.
That's crazy.
It was going to end up costing her savage money. This flight that they bought was so cheap.
Yeah.
It was obviously for just people going back to Thailand.
She's
for a
nothing
night.
Short of standing like.
Yeah, exactly. So then her fella Jack starts saying, I'm not paying that. So why don't we see if we can pack 5 kg worth of stuff.
Yes.
And bring that to Thailand. Okay. Then the war happened, so they've had to like kind of reroute the flights, and then Emma got new flights. The new flights she got, she managed to get baggage on the flights.
Okay.
Okay. And then she arrives in Amsterdam, I want to say on Wednesday, and they've lost her luggage.
That is a nightmare.
The luggage she fought so hard to bring to Thailand, and they have lost.
Not only that, she's been planning this trip for so long. I feel like I know what she's packed in the bag. Like I know every last detail. You know, I've seen the outfits she's planned. Yeah. There was some stunning outfits in there.
She was so excited about the outfits. She was talking about it. This is what I'll wear on the Thursday. Yeah. This is what I'll wear. She had a 3 weeks plan.
Yeah, totally.
But no, she lost her luggage. Now when I say she lost her luggage, they lost her luggage, which is a nightmare. But I feel like I've never heard this happen to a non-clumsy person.
Okay.
And I know it's not your fault, but I feel like, I'm sorry, it's never happened to me.
Okay, right, okay. Well, it's nice for some.
So we're curious on 087-711-1038. What are your lost luggage stories? Maybe you can prove me wrong on this. Maybe it does happen to you and you're not a clumsy person. Maybe it can happen to absolutely anybody. I don't know how it happened to Emma, but of course it did.
There was,
do you know what I mean?
There was a time where I was coming back from Florida in Orlando and one of our flights got cancelled. So it was a direct flight from Orlando to Dublin. And the flight got cancelled because of bad weather. So Aer Lingus rerouted us. They rerouted us from Dublin to Denver, which is going back into deep America, kind of. And then from Denver, Colorado. And then from Denver over to Dublin. And the baggage was fine and everything. But there was a 50-minute layover in Denver.
Okay.
So it was literally off one plane onto another. And they said in Orlando, don't worry, we'll look after the baggage for you.
Wow.
That would suggest worry to me, because if you've ever seen the people, if you're looking outside the plane and you're looking down at the people working, couldn't be working slower.
No.
And I'm like, guys, I need to get out of here.
Do not care.
No, do not care at all.
And your bags be thrown around and everything. And when something is out of my control, that really stresses me.
Really? Yeah, I would have known that. I would never have guessed.
What? But like normally, like when you do your own baggage, you're like, you check it in, you see it go and everything. Mm. And because it was the kind of hidden
someone else
thing
doing it
in the back of my mind, knowing that I've only got 50 minutes to get off the plane myself, how is my bag going to get off this one plane,
yes,
make its way to another plane across the airport,
yeah,
and be on
that
plane?
At that. Because I think I asked Emma before she went, I asked her on Monday, I said, what's the story with your layover? She said, I think going to Amsterdam for 50 minutes.
Yeah, 50 minutes.
That's exactly what
5-0.
Happened.
No.
I bet the baggage was stuck in Amsterdam.
It needs to be minimum 90 minutes, I feel.
And then when we got to Dublin, we got to Terminal 2 and the baggage carousel goes around, and then it's just a waiting game. Is that my bag? Is that my bag?
Yeah.
And you know, the problem in Ireland is everyone's man bought the same suitcases back. Like they got them from like Super Value Tokens or something.
Yes.
And then they all have those, you know, those things with the county colours wrapped around them. So that's going to identify them, but we're all of the same ones.
Black suitcase when you get with a Kerry band.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what
my
it is.
My suitcase is a big Union Jack, so it's fine. It's not, I promise you. But we got to the baggage carousel and it went round and then it stopped and our bags weren't there.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden, and it starts going again, and then it turns up. And for a split second,
my God, yeah. Terrifying.
I thought my bag was not
there.
You know,
I always put an air tag in the bag, right? And when it comes through, which I actually don't think you're meant to do, but anyway, but I put it, and then when I check it off the flight and I look at the baggage, because it hasn't been near an iPhone, it hasn't, so it still thinks it's in Dublin.
That would panic.
For just like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's so scary for those 10
minutes. I'd rather not know where it is.
Yeah.
To be honest.
So 087-711-1038. Voice notes, welcome. Tell us your lost luggage stories. I know you have. This morning on the show, we're chatting about lost luggage, all right? Reason being, Emma Nolan, our very own Emma Nolan, went to Thailand and lost her luggage. Now, in fairness to her, she did have a 50-minute layover in Amsterdam. That's not enough time. As we heard from producer Callum, who had the exact same thing happen, 50-minute layover, they lost the luggage.
She's been talking about all the things that she bought for that holiday. It's highly likely that someone was like, do you know what, we're just going to rob that bag. Yeah, yeah. That bag's worth about £5,000.
There's nice stuff in
there.
Yeah. Wait till you see Thursday's outfit. Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. I like it. So we're curious, lost luggage, have you done it? Is this something that has happened to you? Is it because you're clumsy? Is this? I have a feeling it.
You're throwing that clumsy word around now, and I'm getting offended.
I just feel like it does happen to clumsy people, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it can happen to absolutely anybody. A 50-minute layover, I suppose, definitely not Emma's fault, but she is awful clumsy. This wouldn't happen to me. I'm just saying.
She's not here to defend herself.
Exactly. Yeah. 087-711-1038. Romy was on.
I was coming back from the States this summer. And yeah, I arrived at Dublin Airport from Washington, D.C. And I was like, oh, just waiting for my bag. Never came around. I went up to the desk and then they still couldn't find my bag. And they were like, we'll give you a call if we find it. And then I got a call a day later and I got shipped out to me like 4 days later. I have two little sisters that were very eager for the presents that were in that suitcase. Uh-huh. But I was freaking out because my makeup wasn't there. It was very stressful, but I got the bag back.
Fair enough.
That's actually so true. You wouldn't know what would be in the bag.
4 days, like, that's not too bad.
When I was skiing recently, someone was like, make sure you bring your ski gear in your hand luggage because if they lose your bag, you can't go skiing.
Yeah, but that's what I always do. I always have my passport, my phone, my wallet in my hand luggage.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Then, like, no matter what, I can buy anything over there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Lindsay was also on.
We flew from London Gatwick to Orlando with then a 6-year-old and a 1-year-old. And when we got to Orlando, the 1-year-old had obviously puked all over himself, had a punami on the plane, was absolutely destroyed, literally got off the plane in Orlando with literally just a nappy on. And I was like, it'll be grand. We'll put him in the buggy. It'll be fine till we get to the hotel. And then we landed in Orlando and the buggy never made the connecting flight.
Oh my God.
And anyone that's been to Orlando will know that you can't walk the parks with a 1-year-old. You can't carry a 1-year-old around the park because you have to have a buggy. And we had to go, when we landed, we had to go buy a buggy in Walmart because our actual buggy never arrived in Orlando till like 6 days into the holiday. So yeah, there you go now. It happened for the best of us.
I hope you invoiced the hell out of that airline.
Without a doubt.
That is horrendous.
Horrendous. And like very brave to go with a 1-year-old to Orlando.
This show has just made me go, I'd never want to have kids.
Do you know what I was thinking there? I was like, I always feel sorry for parents on a plane. Like it's such a tough thing. As long as they're sitting away from me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, oh, that poor person down the back, please.
Do you know what? Fair enough. This, I thought maybe it was like a clumsy thing, but I understand it's totally not their fault. Like it's just the airlines. It's just the airline's fault. It seems to be happening a lot for long haul flights, which seems to be interesting. And the thing that worries me is that you can buy people's luggage that's been lost. You can go onto websites and buy lost luggage. You can like bid on it and stuff like that.
And you don't know what's in it, is that right?
No, you don't know what's in it.
That's so interesting.
That's
isn't it?
So freaky.
Yeah, imagine spending a couple of €100 and getting Emma Nolan's bag.
Yeah.
Would you be raging or would you be delighted?
I don't know. I suppose if you're a girl, you'd
be delighted,
stuff.
Yeah.
And Louise was also on.
Last year when we were in Australia, we were moving from Sydney to Cairns and we'd had a bit of a disaster. Our accommodation in Sydney had cancelled on us and this was New Year's Eve. Then we were literally heading to the airport to go to Cairns and we got a call to say the accommodation in Cairns was flooded. Then we got onto the plane and the airline had double booked all of the seats, so we were all split up. They had moved us all over the plane. We were in all different rows. Nobody was sitting beside anybody else. And then my hand luggage, I forgot that I had water in it. I put it up overhead and it started leaking onto the laptop of the person sitting behind me. And I said to them, sure, we're having like everything happen there. The last thing that we need to happen is we lose a bit of luggage and we'd have it all. got into Cairns, 6 pieces of luggage came off, 1 piece did come off, my husband's luggage. It was him and 5 of the people. They had decided the flight was overbooked, too much luggage, and they were just going to leave the luggage in Sydney and send it on the next flight 4 hours later. So we had to wait at the airport because they couldn't even guarantee that they would have the luggage that night, unless we waited pick up the luggage.
This is giving me anxiety to ever go on holidays.
That's
ever
like
again.
An episode of Black Mirror.
Yeah, this is not. That's
no
nuts. Horrible.
Just
horrible
just
experience.
with the clothes on your back from now on. Yeah. You can't lose anything.
I suppose honestly, if I was the only person in my group to lose their luggage, I'd be all right with it because I'm just buy clothes, buy shorts or whatever.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I wear the same pair.
I pack light anyway.
I always pack loads and end up wearing the same thing every day anyway.
087-711-1038 lost luggage stories. Basically, what we're talking about is lost luggage stories. Okay. Reason being, our Emma Nolan has lost her luggage. I said that's quite a clumsy thing to happen because Emma Nolan is quite clumsy. As much as I love her, she does have things happen that like that to her all the time. I would never have that. Callum, I thought, would never have that until he told me his story, and then I thought, okay, maybe it's not a clumsy person.
Yeah,
thing.
It kind of is though in my case. Yeah, I'll be honest with you, because I did lose luggage, but it wasn't the airline's fault, it was simply my own fault, right? So it was a couple of years ago, and it was kind of like,
it's very big of you to accept.
Look, I'll take anything for the content here, right? You know what I mean? I'll admit anything, right? But I was just kind of post COVID, it was kind of like when everything was kind of getting back to normal and we were just going on holidays again for the first time. It was my first big trip, and my friend had planned a wedding for during COVID in Greece.
Okay.
But it was all called off and it was all postponed, and then finally when it came around, we were all buzzing, right?
Yeah,
obviously we were buzzing. Yeah, exactly. And a friend of mine had bought this really expensive suit at the time, and he had just worn it to like an event or a wedding that he was going to, and I was like, is there any chance that I could borrow that suit, right? And he's like, no problem. He lives in London. He actually flew it back, right? I took the suit with me and I was going to bring it to Greece, but we went the cheapest way that we possibly could, right? So we had a stopover in Heathrow. But you know when you get to the airport and you're a bit giddy, right?
Yeah.
I'll admit, we were a bit giddy. We had a few drinks on the plane,
yeah,
right? And we devised this plan. We hatched this plan. We had like a nine hour layover, right? We had ages.
Nine hours in the airport.
We had loads of time. But we were so eager to get off the plane and to get into the airport bar that we told them that our layover was only an hour.
Oh my
right?
God.
So we explained to the air hostess, we were like, look, we only have an hour. And she's like, no problem. She goes, there's always one or two people when we get to Heathrow that are the same. So everyone will stay in their seats and we'll call you up so you can get off the plane first, right? So I was like, this is fantastic,
God.
Right? This is fantastic. But also, what you can do when you've got a suit, hack, is you can actually carry the suit on in addition to any other carry-on luggage that you have.
Okay.
And they'll usually stow it away somewhere. People do it for their wedding dresses,
yes,
as well, right? They had done that. I got off the plane so quick.
Oh no.
That I ran through Heathrow and I forgot the suit.
Oh my God.
Right? So I'm in the bar.
Had you had a couple of drinks at this point?
I'd had a couple of drinks, and I was at the bar for 8.5 hours waiting until the next part of my journey when I realised, I was like, I'm missing something. Something doesn't feel right here. The suit.
Oh my
right?
God.
So
oh
when I
my
say,
God.
When I say, right, I legged it back to the gate that I'd come to.
8 hours later to see if the plane was still there.
To see if the plane was still there. When I don't think I've ever been laughed at while I was panicking so much. They were like, that plane's gone, and come back and gone again. And I was like, okay, no, there's nothing I can do here now. I just need to get on the next plane and I'll fix it when I get to Greece. Got to Greece, was emailing Aer Lingus being like, hey, is there any chance you drop this off by any chance? I have a wedding in 2 days. They were like, there's not even an airstrip on the island that you're on. And I was like, okay, perfect. So then I had to go searching for a suit on this island, right? I ended up wearing Birkenstocks, a pair of shorts and a t-shirt to this wedding.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But it still served a slay. And I never got the suit back. And the funny thing about it is I went on the hunt for the suit. When I came back, I was like, surely it'll be back in Dublin Airport because they would have returned it or anything like that. And they couldn't find it. And it was around the time where, I don't know if you remember this, after COVID, there was loads of luggage found in Dublin Airport in the bin. Right?
What?
That it was unclaimed at the time, and there was loads of luggage found in the bin, and I was like, oh my God, it must be in the bin. But I got an anonymous tip off. Someone messaged me on Instagram who worked in the airport, and they said that they had been at a work wedding and they saw somebody, a colleague of theirs,
wearing
a similar suit.
No.
It was a very distinctive pink suit at a wedding.
God.
But I could never prove it. I could never prove it was my suit.
At Dublin Airport, we are waiting
for
your response.
For the suit.
I'm here and I've got a new game for you. Normally on a Friday at this time, we play Emma's music game where she guesses, where she puts questions to you and you have to complete the answer to those questions. But it's like, It's all about the lyrics of
the
songs.
The lyrics of games.
And it can be very tricky. For example, one of the questions would be, what kind of colour club did Chapel Rome go to?
Pink Pony.
Pink.
I don't know if I've ever gotten any of those questions right when
I'm playing.
They can be very tricky. And I've come up with this game, and as I was making it this morning, I was like, this might not be tricky. Then I listened to the answers and the questions, and it could be quite tricky. But we'll explain it and we'll see how we go. Welcome to a brand new game called Reverse a Word. It's a game where I've reversed a load of things and you have to tell me what those things are. Some of them are words that I've said I've reversed. Some of them are movie clips that I've reversed. Some of them are songs that I've reversed.
Okay, that's great. Interesting.
And you have to tell me. I'll tell you the stipulations. We're making the rules up as we go. We're making the point system up as we
go. That's fine.
Okay.
So round one, and I want you to write your answers down and then we'll visit your answers at the end of the game.
It's like the Friday test in school.
Absolutely. So question one is the one thing that I've reversed is one word that I've said. What is this word that I've reversed?
Le chivalesse.
Write the answer down and we will come back to your answers at the end. What do you think that word is? It's just one word. And you know what? We'll do 1 point for that one. If you get that word correct, it's 1 point.
It's just one word.
Just one word.
Can I play it again?
Le chivalesse.
Okay.
Question number two is two words that I've said. I've said two words. What are these two words?
Somnilbush.
I have no idea. This is harder than Emma's game.
So difficult. I'm kind of just going rogue. If I don't know the answer, I'm just going to throw something down.
Absolutely.
Somnilbush.
Two words on that one.
Wait, when did you say this?
I recorded this at 6 o'clock this morning.
Oh, so it wasn't during today's show?
No, it wasn't during today's show. It's not random words that I've said during today's show.
Right.
So that was two words, and there's 2 points up for grabs for that one, one per word. Question number three is the movie round. I want you to tell me what movie this is and a bonus point for what they're saying. That one's kind of obvious.
It sounds familiar. I have it. Yeah.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
We'll hear the movie round one again. So a point for what movie it is and a bonus point for what they're saying.
Yeah, I know that voice everywhere.
No, I'm way off.
Question number four is the music round. What is this song?
Oh, I don't know it. I have it.
It's a song that we play on spin.
I feel like it's like... what noise is that?
Sorry, that wasn't a reverse noise. That was me struggling.
I know it, but I can't think of the bloody... I'm just going to write down something.
Just the name of the song. And then finally, question number five. I've said a sentence. What is the sentence?
That's ridiculous.
It's like, do you remember when you were in school and someone always claimed that they could talk backslang?
Do you remember that? They're
like, I can talk backslang. And you'd be like, that doesn't make sense to me at all. Can you play that once more for me?
Yes, I can, yeah. It's like you're speaking Irish or something. I have no idea. It's
And that was the first round of Reverse a Word. You've written down your answers and we'll go through those answers after K-pop Demon Hunters.
My God.
Look, I mean, God loves a trier, isn't that right?
I'm going to go come up with some sentences to start putting down as answers here.
Yeah, that's what I've done.
Hello there, we're playing a brand new game called Reverse a Word. I've reversed a load of words, songs and movies, and you have to tell me what you think I have said in those. You've kind of found it tricky.
Very tricky.
But we'll go through. So question number one was one word. It sounded like this.
Chivalesse.
Dave, what did you say for that?
Luggage.
Luggage. And Padraig,
I said Strawbellina.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
The answer was television.
I just went rogue, but whatever.
That was a good guess.
Talking about strawberries in the week. Question number two is two words. The two words sounded like this. What did you think I said, Dave?
Cash machine.
I didn't have a clue, so I just went with Padraig's Grace.
Okay.
I actually said...
Dublin bus.
Hold on.
Somnil bus.
Zabalumbu. Okay.
Yeah.
Question number three was the movie round. There was a point for what movie is it and a bonus for what they're saying, Dave?
It's Toy Story 1. You are a toy!
Audrey. Oh my God, I said the Flintstones and it was when Fred goes, yabba-dabba-doo!
Let's find out.
You are a toy!
That's
2 points for Dave. Question number 4 was the music round. What is this song?
I said Carry You Home by Alex Warren.
Carry You Home by Alex Warren.
I just have Louis Tomlinson down. I don't even have a song name.
We'll find out.
Niall Horan, Miles Smith, yeah. Five Safe.
You know what? I was thinking it was Niall Horan, but I was like, I could hear two artists, and I was like, maybe it's not.
Yeah, it was Niles and Miles.
You should know
there.
That, very as good. You know, I look like very like him.
Really trying to push
this
that.
Yes. Yeah, run
and
a joke.
And finally, the sentence. What was this sentence that I said? Dave?
I wrote, are we all happy?
And Padraig?
I just said, have a lovely weekend.
And I said, I would like a ham sandwich for lunch.
How did anybody get that?
Yeah, well, no one messaged saying that they got it, but Dave, you got 2 points on the first ever reversal.
Well, good for you, Dave. Unreal. I mean, look, I'm okay to take this. Like,
we play again next week.
Are you looking for a Columbus car dealership built on tradition and trust? Buyers Auto, family-owned since 1897, offers top new and pre-owned vehicles. Visit us or shop online at buyersauto.com. Buyers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.